Hello, ladies, and happy Wednesday. As you know, so much has been happening around the world with this coronavirus, and I just want to reach out and check in and see how you're doing. I know there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of uncertainty in the world right now, in all areas of our lives. I don't actually have any words of wisdom other than to take care of yourself right now and embrace the opportunity to slow down and stay home if possible. I understand the fear of panic. Trust me, I do. I feel it too. But instead of giving in to the fear and panic, let's take a moment to breathe. It'll be okay. It'll all be fine. Now more than ever, it's very, very crucial that you do up your game when it comes to self-love and self-care practice. That you look after yourself, your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, whatever that makes you grounded and connected. The thing is, I noticed on Facebook recently that everyone is getting in touch with each other. They're helping each other out. They are connecting more, local groups, to help each other with food and toiletries, whatever is needed. People are coming together in a way that they haven't done in ages. And in, for example, Italy, you must have seen the videos on Instagram where in Italy people are standing in the balconies playing different musics and instruments, and everyone is still connecting. They're still talking to each other, even though they can't be with each other face to face, but they're still connecting, they're still socializing, even if it's a distance in between. And alongside, what's happening, people are more encouraging you, everyone actually, to rest, to do things that you haven't been able to do. And because most of the countries are in lockdown, you have to work from home, you get that time to actually spend on things that matter. Your life reset. Where do you see yourself? I know it's uncertain, but what can you do for yourself? I know you can't control what's happening, but you can control how you react to it. In the last week or the week before, I think it was very kind of in the news. It's still in the news, very in your face. But every time I read the news, I would panic. I would stress out even more, despite having everything I could ever need, even more. And every night before I go to bed, I would, have my gratitude practice. I will thank God for everything I have. I got roof over my head. I got food in my plate, I got some savings, I got clothes, I got my duvet, I got a bed. Think about all those people who don't have any of whatever you have, and they're still surviving. And we who got everything you can possibly need, for not want, but need, we're kind of still complaining and we're not even appreciating what we have. So, amongst my panicking moments of this thing, I did look around, and every time I walked past something in my house, I would say thank you. I think the best thing you can do right now is to have a gratitude practice, to be grateful for every little thing you have, which you might have taken for granted in the past. Another thing, a few things I've been doing to, as a part of my self-love and self-care practice is resting. It's time to rest. Rest your body. Give it nourishment. Give it positivity. What are you consuming? When I say consuming, it's not just food. What else are you consuming that affects your body? The news? Is your house environment not up to scratch? Is it making you feel relaxed and content and happy? And, mindful. If not, maybe spend this time to declutter your house and to make it to where you want it to be, so you can actually enjoy your time while you're still home. Another thing I'm doing is learning, so I read books, blog posts, listen to podcasts. I signed up to a few online courses to, you know, to up level my mindset. You know, we can't necessarily go out and about, but what you can do is we have access to the internet, and that's the biggest blessing we have, to be able to connect with other people and to learn, to grow, to see what's happening and so on. So, you know, use your internet to maximum to benefit your life. Another thing I also notice is staying off social media if it's upsetting. Some people put up, you know, pictures of empty shop shelves and all of that, and that kind of stresses you out even more. So maybe curate your Instagram or social media feeds to only see what will bring you a smile on your face, that will bring you positivity, that will change your mindset and make you feel happy. Be creative. You know, I spent the, I spent the entire Saturday in my new journal. So, as you know, I've been on my journey on simplifying my life. So, because I kind of let go of everything that didn't serve me anymore, now it's time to curate my life. So, I sat down, took out my journal, and I divided into my different life categories and how I wanted each of my life areas to be. So I put up some pictures, I wrote some of my favorite quotes, I made a list of things I want to do. And amongst this list, I actually made a list of things I want to do while we're on this, you know, lockdown. So yesterday I decided I want to watch Mary Poppins. I never watched it before. So I thought I'll start with Mary Poppins, the old one, the classic one, and then with the second one. So, you know, watch things that makes you feel good, that brings you back to your childhood, for example. I think this whole lockdown thing and the coronavirus is just a way for us to go back to basics, really go back to basics and live life like we used to do before this whole hustle, hustle mentality and all that came. And change our world, basically, the busyness. And, you know, another thing I do is practicing self-care. So pampering, obviously, in the mornings and evenings, look after my body. Go for long walks. I live on the countryside and I live at the end of my entire estate. So when I go out of the house, all I can see is just woods and canal, river and big kind of land. So you can just kind of walk wherever you want to walk and you won't bump into many people. So I tend to spend my time outdoors. I've recently been binge watching Expedition Unknown. I love history. I love cooking and cleaning, so I've been spending my time more in the kitchen and I've been prepping food, I've been trying new recipes, I've been going through my, you know, every room of the house to declutter and simplify. So, you know, create your life, curate your life. You know, how do you want your life to be? How do you want your house to be? Your wardrobe, your makeup, your skincare. You know, make the best of this time to figure out what you want for your life next. I mentioned this already, getting fresh air. So go for a walk, listen to your podcast, go for a mindful walk, or meditative walk. Listen to a podcast that makes you calm and collected, you know. And, you know, I know when I'm outside nature, I feel more grounded than ever. It's amazing. It just makes me so happy and so content and makes me realize that life is so much bigger than my problems. Another thing I have mentioned is, you know, feed your body with healthy foods. So I cook dinner every day and I make sure I make a double batch. So, you know, because you got enough for lunch next day and I got enough for lunch next day. And as mentioned, I love cooking. So, you know, cooking has always been the main priority. Quite a few years ago, I would never cook for myself. I'll starve myself and just eat whatever, you know, junk I had. But over the past few years, you know, cooking for myself has been a priority. I made myself a priority in my life. So I really like to make an effort to make myself a nice lunch. And even, you know, when I make my tea, I'll stand there and kind of, you know, be very mindful of every step I do and make my tea. And that way you just enjoy it more. That being said, I actually got hold of this tea mug warmer. I got it from Greece yesterday. It's from Modern Greek Pottery. And, you know, honestly to God, I
do not remember I last actually had a super hot cup of tea that lasted for an hour. Normally my tea goes cold within 10 minutes, but this way I've been enjoying my cup of tea so much more. And you know, because it's warm, it's comforting, it's nourishing, and it's made a massive difference in my so-called tea ritual. And you know, practice compassion, that's the last thing. You know, practice compassion. You know, people, everyone is going through different fear and panic. You know, some people are strong and they don't show off that they're afraid or scared, but some people are proper panicking and they don't know what to do. You know, and they just think if they sneeze, oh my God, I got coronavirus, or I'm going to die. You know, be compassionate. Everyone has a way of dealing with things. You know, just because, for example, you are strong doesn't mean other people are strong as you are. You know, just because you're a single mom and, you know, you had your responsibility for 4 kids or 10 kids or 2 kids doesn't mean other people, you know, have the same strength as you. So, you know, just kind of be compassionate as much as you can. And, you know, I know you can't understand how what people are going through. Again, you have to be in the footstep to, you know, to relate to them. But, you know, just try to help as much as you can. Like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, you know, people are coming together from all across the world to help each other, you know, with foods, with helping the elderly to go and get a prescription, you know, sorting out toilet paper, people are stocked up, you know, so, you know, just make sure that you check in on your loved ones. And even if it's not your loved one, check in your landlord or your neighbor, you know, just check in on everyone who is on your phone contact list and just make sure, you know, are you okay, do you need anything? And even if you can't do anything, you can't do anything to help, at least just ask them how they are. You know, that's, you know, that'll make a big difference. At least it'll feel like, you know, they're cared for. You know, I'm the kind of person, I will kind of check in everyone and make sure if they need anything, let me know. And if I can help them, I will help them. But I notice no one has actually asked me of my family and friends, are you okay? Is Cushy okay? And I'm thinking, you know, just because I'm a strong personality, I got a strong personality, doesn't mean, you know, I don't feel it. But then again, this is what it comes down to. As long as you can control the way you feel, your emotions, don't, you know your strengths. So if you know news are going to stress you out, don't watch news. If you know talking to a certain person is going to make you feel, you know, bad, don't talk to the person. You know, just kind of protect yourself, and whatever you have left of the overflow, give that to others. So I'm trying very hard daily to put something inspirational to on my Instagram and my Facebook page, just to kind of make sure that people, you know, they have the positivity around them. And especially now, you know, you always hear this quote, surround yourself with positive people. As you know, as you're in lockdown, you can't necessarily surround yourself with positive people, but you can surround yourself with positivity. So if one quote from you or one message from you can change someone's life or that day, please do so. You know, post something that made you feel, oh, you know what, we're going to get through this. If you find something that really kind of inspired you to take action or to just be more calm, share that with the world. You do not know whose day you're changing. So, yeah, I'm not going to talk too much this time. I thought I'll just pop by and, you know, say you all are in my prayers. And I'm doing whatever I can to inspire everyone as much as I can. You need to just be calm and collected and grounded. You know, we all get scared. We all panic. You know, I panic. If something happens to me, what's going to happen to Cushy? But at the end of the day, I can't control the situation now, but what I can control is, how do I want to feel right now? What does my body need right now? Maybe I need a nice lunch. Maybe I need to go for a walk. Maybe I need to listen to some uplifting music. Maybe I need to journal. You know, make yourself a priority and do things for you during these difficult times. You know, that's all you can control. And see this as a blessing. I know it sounds kind of horrible. You know, how can you see this, you know, disease and how everyone is dying as a blessing? But I think it's not about that. Like I said to you, it's about
you controlling your mindset and you make the most of the time you have with the loved ones and the time you have at home if you're working from home like me. So there are a few things, you know, I can suggest you can try out if it, you know, if it makes a difference in life. I know it makes a difference in my, it has made a difference in my life. You can write that book you've been writing, you want to write. Like I mentioned earlier, invest in online education. Give your home some TLC. Change out the cushions. Get some flowers. You know, light a scented candle. You know, try to calm your environment so you feel calm. Simply calm. Have a spa day at home. You know, when was the last time you treat yourself to a spa day at home? Have a nice bath. You know, do a manicure, facial, whatever you need to do. Go through finances. Is there any way you can cut down expenses right now in this economical crisis? What I did today, I cancelled my phone contract. I still got 1 year left. And I thought, right now I am in a position to pay off the contract and downgrade. So instead of paying £27 a month, I'm now going to pay £10 a month. So I had to pay about £290 now on my next bill, which is the early termination fee. But at least once I pay that off, then I only pay £10. I'm saving £17 a month. So go through finance and see where you can cut down, just to feel on the safe side. Watch that movie or the TV series you've been wanting to watch. You know, what do you enjoy to watch? I love watching Sex and the City. I love watching Downton Abbey, Citizen Kane, Little Britain. You know, whatever you fancy watching. You know, make that little space for you with a cup of tea or wine or coffee and a cake, whatever, and just relax. Reflect and review, you know, how has this year been for you so far, apart from the coronavirus? And, you know, what do you want for yourself to happen in the next few months? You know, don't think about what, you know, kind of, don't focus on what you can't control, but focus on what you can control. Create a vision board. So, you know, for yourself, so I want to eat healthier meals. I want to be more active. I want to journal. I want to write my book. I want to, you know, create an online network, a community of women. You know, do those things for yourself. You know, kind of create a vision for yourself. And simplify life and set systems in place. You know, I simplified my life and I came across this quote, which is quite interesting. Simplifying life does not mean life is getting easier. And that is so true. You think that when you simplify life, your life is going to be easier. But actually, it's going to be harder in a way that you had to be on top of it and to maintain everything as it is. So I know every night before I go to bed, I'll reset the kitchen, the living room, fluff off the cushions, you know, put all the dishes away, Febreze the sofa even and the curtains, so just make sure everything is reset. So when I keep on top of everything, there's nothing else to do because you're already cleaning and doing things as you go. And like I mentioned earlier in my podcast, is curate your life. Curate your home, your wardrobe, your skincare, your phone and other gadgets, your relationships, your pantry, your books, you name it. Use this time to live an intentional, slow and simple life, which is more meaningful and fulfilled. Well, I guess this is it for this time. Feel free to share your thoughts below. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, take care and bye for now.